Today we're reading from 4th Canto, chapter 24, text 58. It's enchanting the song sung by Lord Shiva. Atana Kangre Estava Kirti Tir Tayor.
Atana Kangre Estava Kirti Tir Tayor.
Antava Isnana Vidruta Vapmanam.
Antava Isnana Vidruta Vapmanam.
Uteshvanu Kroshasu Sattvas Shivinam.
Uteshvanu Kroshasu Sattvas Shivinam.
Syat Sangamo
Therefore,
Anaga
Angre,
Anaga Angre,
of my Lord, whose lotus feet destroy all inauspiciousness. Tava,
your
Kirti,
glorification.
Tirtayo,
the Holy Ganges
water.
Anta,
within.
Bahi,
and outside.
Snana,
taking bath.
Vidhuta,
washed.
Padmana,
contaminated state of mind.
Bhuteshu,
unto the ordinary living beings.
Anuprosha,
benediction or mercy. Susatva,
completely in goodness.
Shilinam,
of
those who possess such characteristics. Syat,
let there be.
Sangama,
association.
Anugraha,
mercy.
Esha,
this.
Na,
unto us.
Tava,
your.
Translation by Sri Prabhupada. My dear Lord, your lotus feet are the cause of all auspicious things and the destroyer of all the contamination of sin. I therefore beg your Lordship to bless me by the association of your devotees, who are so completely purified by worshipping your lotus feet and who are so merciful upon the conditioned souls. I think that your real benediction will be to allow me to live to associate with such devotees. Responsively, my dear Lord,
your lotus feet
are the cause of all auspicious things and the destroyer of all the contamination of sin. I therefore beg your Lordship to bless me by the association of your devotees, who are completely purified by worshipping your lotus feet, and who are so merciful upon the conditioned souls. I think that your real benediction
will be to allow me
to associate with such devotees. Well, this verse is so sweet, actually. It has everything. It has the Ganges River, the devotees, the lotus feet of the Lord, the mercy that shines to the conditioned souls, and Sadhu Sangha, the association amongst devotees. It's very blissful. Purport. The Ganges water is celebrated as being able to eradicate all kinds of sinful reactions. In other words, when a person takes his bath in the Ganges, he becomes free from all life's contaminations. The Ganges water is celebrated in this way because it emanates from the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Similarly, those who are directly in touch with the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and who are absorbed in the chanting of his glories are freed from all material contamination. Such unalloyed devotees are able to show mercy to the common conditioned soul. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur has sung that the devotees of Lord Chaitanya are so powerful that each one of them can deliver a universe. In other words, it is the business of devotees to preach the glories of the Lord and deliver all conditioned souls to the platform of Sudasattva, pure goodness. Here the word Susattva means Sudasattva, the transcendental stage beyond material goodness. By his exemplary prayers, Lord Shiva teaches us that our best course is to take shelter of Lord Vishnu and his Vaishnava devotees. Atana kangres tava kirti tirtayoranta bhagisnana vidhuta papmanam Bhuteshvara prasha susattva shirinam syat sangamunu brahareshanastava. My dear Lord, your lotus feet are the cause of all auspicious things and the destroyer of the contamination of sin. I therefore beg your lordship to bless me by the association of your devotees, who are completely purified by worshipping your lotus feet and who are so merciful upon the conditioned souls. I think that your real benediction will be to allow me to associate with such devotees. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Bhagavachananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shivasati Guru Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So Krishna's feet, Krishna's lotus feet, are known as Parapadma Supa Suchi. I know that because in Wellington there was a devotee whose name was Parapadma Supa Suchi Devi Dasi. It's a tough one to learn. So Parapadma Supa Suchi, Krishna's lotus feet are all auspicious, Supa, and Suchi, they're purifying, completely pure. And we know they are auspicious because the lotus feet of the Lord are always being massaged by the goddess of fortune. And on his lotus feet, he has the mark of a swastika. If you see the swastika, it bestows all auspiciousness upon the person who sees it. And these lotus feet are so purifying that the devotees who worship the lotus feet of the Lord and who serve the lotus feet of the Lord, then sabhityapyantraha suchi, like in the verse, antavahi, both internally and externally, the devotee becomes purified. Another marking on the lotus feet of the Lord, two markings, is the disc and the thunderbolt. So this disc denotes the Sudarshan chakra, by which all of the material attachments in the heart can be cut. And the thunderbolt is like the thunderbolt of Lord Indra that can destroy a mountain. So the mountain that the lotus feet of Lord Krishna can destroy is the mountain of sins that have accumulated in the heart and that are preventing the conditioned soul from experiencing his natural birthright, which is Krishna Prem. The devotees are very eager to taste the Charanamrita that has washed the lotus feet of Krishna. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, the Bengali Vaishnavas were known for being very expert at stealing Lord Chaitanya's Charanamrita during the Gundicha Marjana. And when we take Charanamrita, we say a prayer that says, let me take this Charanamrita upon my head. It can destroy all vyadi and marcha. That means all disease and all death. So the disease that the devotees are hoping will be rectified is the disease of material contamination. In fact, in the Ramayana, there was a devotee who committed sin and received a very severe punishment. So the wife of Gautama Muni was at home in the ashram, and she was victimized by Lord Indra, who for some purpose of his own visited the ashram of Gautama Muni, assuming the form of the sage. And while he was there, he entered the house and embraced the wife of Gautama, whose name was Ahalya. So this woman, Gautama could detect later that she'd actually sensed it wasn't her husband. And she had an intuition that it was Lord Shiva, the king of the devas. But still she invited, Lord Indra into the house. So she was cursed by her husband later to become a stone, a rock outside the ashram. And she sat there for many, many thousands and thousands of years until the appearance of Lord Ram. So when Ram visited the ashram of the sage Gautama, he saw the rock and he saw that this is a living entity who by dint of their sinful activities, it's assumed such a form. And he placed his lotus feet upon the rock. So the touch of those lotus feet completely purified the sins of Ahalya. And she again assumed the form of a great goddess, actually, and began to praise Lord Ram. So the nine processes of devotional service to the lotus feet of the Lord, beginning with hearing and chanting, are as auspicious and as purifying as the Lord Himself. In Srimad Bhagavatam 2.4.15, Shukadeva Goswami recites a verse that's well liked by Bhakti Chirasami, Yat Kirtanam Yat Smaranam Yat Ikshanam Yat Vandanam Yat Shravanam Yat Aranam Lokasya Sadhyo Vidunoti Kalmasham Tasmai Supadrashavase Namaha. So these nine processes of devotional service, hearing, chanting, having darshan of the Lord, rendering service to the lotus feet of the Lord, and so on, they're Vidunoti Kalmasham. They remove all impurities from the heart of the performer. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, being Suradam Sarvabhutanam, he's the well-wisher of all living entities. Also Dinabandhu Jagatpate, is the ocean of mercy. He wants to bestow the best benediction upon the devotee, especially to the conditioned souls who are in a fallen condition. So what is that best benediction? In the song of Jayadeva Goswami, he sings that on the shore of the great ocean, within a large palace situated upon the crest of the brilliant golden Neelachala Hill, along with his powerful brother Balabhadra, and in the middle of them, his beautiful sister Subhadra Maharani, Lord Jagannath bestows the opportunity for devotional service upon the godly souls. So it's this opportunity for devotional service that Lord Jagannath, the Lord of the Universe, he wants to bestow. Sometimes he comes out of his palace and he travels on his rath cart in the streets of Jagannath Puri. And there millions of people can take his darshan. But still, in India, there are more than 900 million people. And what to speak of in the world, there's more than 600 billion people, isn't it? 6 billion. 6 billion. More than 6 billion people. Feels like sometimes more. So those million or so people that witness the Rath Yatra of Lord Jagannath, really they're just a drop in the ocean of conditioned souls. What to speak of the other souls who are on other planets in the universe? So therefore, Lord Chaitanya and Chaitanya Charitamrita, he's praying, he's actually singing, Ekala Malakara Ami. I am only Ekala, one Malakara, gardener. I'm only one gardener. So devotional service he likens to a tree on which there are many tasty fruits full of rasa. So the rasa contained in the fruits of the tree of devotional service is bhakti rasa. But Lord Chaitanya says, being only one gardener, I can't eat all of the fruit myself. And if I try to distribute the fruit, what can I do just myself? It'll be a very laborious task, he says. And even then, who knows if I will get everybody. So actually, Lord Chaitanya is Vishvambhara. He's the maintainer of the universe. And he could very easily distribute the fruits of love of God to everyone in the universe. But still, he's saying like that because he has a desire to engage all people in the distribution of devotional service. He continues in this song in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's in the Madhya Lila. Actually, first I'd like to quote one verse. It's in both Srimad Bhagavatam and Vishnu Purana that Lord Chaitanya is quoting actually first. It is the duty of every living being to perform welfare activities for the benefit of others with his life, his wealth, his intelligence, and his words. So therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has arranged that the duty and the privilege of devotees has become to spread devotional service. And he, as the gardener, he He says, I order every man within the universe to accept this Krishna consciousness movement, Srila Prabhupada's translation, and to distribute it everywhere. Let people eat these fruits and ultimately become free from all inauspiciousness caused by sin, especially, he mentions, old age and death. So the fruit of love of Godhead is not only medicinal, it's not that it will only purify the conditioned soul, but it's also delicious, which means that the conditioned soul will learn to relish it. Wherever a devotee distributes devotional service, those who relish the fruit anywhere in the world immediately become intoxicated. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, when it fills his belly, he begins to dance and chant and cry and laugh like a madman. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sees people in this intoxicated state, he simply smiles, being very pleased with his gardening efforts. So we know in Radhadesh that the gardeners put a lot of effort into growing vegetables, but if they were just to rot in the field, as sometimes happens, because there's no one to pick them and peel them and cook them, they take a long time sometimes to prepare, then the heart of the gardener is not very satisfied. But I know many times in a week, actually, Yonandre Prabhu, he will come to the kitchen and he'll go, did you know that in the tent all the Radhadesh apples are there stored in crates? Yes, Prabhu, yes, Prabhu, yes, Prabhu. But there's so many of them, so many fruits, and they all need peeling and chopping and cutting. And so day after day, he's lamenting that these fruits are sitting there and they're wasted. But finally, sometimes Bhakti Rekha or another devotee sits in class and chops and peels the fruits, and then the gardener feels the great pleasure of seeing the devotee's relish as a produce. In Srimad Bhagavatam, this ability of the devotees to distribute the fruit of Bhakti Ras is mentioned by the Pandavas when they're talking to Vidura. He visits them, and King Yudhisthira and the Pandavas, they say that Vidura is just like a holy place of pilgrimage. Wherever he travels in the world, the people become purified. And everywhere else, actually, also by his influence, becomes a place of pilgrimage. And the reason why, it's said in Bhagavad Gita 6-7, is matganenanta atmanaha, that the devotee has Krishna in his heart. And as we sang in the bhajan, that means that also the devotee is in Krishna's heart. So wherever the devotee goes, he purifies the condition. And Preetu Maharaj, just earlier in the Bhagavatam, he's praising the four Kumaras, that the Lord is actually personally travelling in your heart. So in the form of the devotee, the Lord travels all over the world to deliver the conditioned souls. And therefore we call the great saintly Acharya, who works in this way, we call him Jagat Guru, or the spiritual master of the entire universe. The devotee, being in constant touch with the lotus feet of the Lord, he's always absorbed in remembering the Lord and absorbed in service, and he becomes saturated with the potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead to deliver others. And the song in the purport today that Srila Prabhupada mentions by Vrindavan Das Thakur, he says here, Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur has sung that the devotees of Lord Chaitanya are so powerful that each one of them can deliver a universe. So this is a verse from Chaitanya Bhagavat, Adi Leela, text 159. Tomara agyaya eka eka sevake tomara ananta brahmanda pari karite utara. By your order, O Lord, each one of your servants can deliver innumerable universes. So this is the power of the devotee. Later in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, it's describing the activities of Haridas Thakur. And there was an incident where Haridas Thakur was chanting in a cave. And in that cave was a great snake. It's said it was red and black and yellow. So if you live in Mayapur, you know these particular snakes are very toxic. And this snake was emanating, it said, flames. So toxic fumes. And the whole atmosphere was becoming very contaminated and impure, and it's already half past 8. So late already. So Haridas Thakur, by his just a few simple words, wishing that the devotees would be relieved from this condition, then the poisonous snake was influenced to leave the cave. And a great famous snake charmer of his day was present, and he began to chant the glories of Krishna Kaliya. So it's said that the snake charmer was something of a tantric, and he was praying to Vasuki as he was saying these prayers, and the deity of the personality of Vasuki entered his body, and his recitations about Kaliya became so full of shakti, so full of power, that Haridas Thakur fell into an ecstatic faint, and he began to exhibit different symptoms of love of God. Then Haridas Thakur came to his senses and began to dance. So it's said there by Vrindavan Das Thakur, whoever sees Haridas Thakur dances finds that all his material bondage becomes destroyed, and the entire universe becomes purified. Because Lord Krishna is always in his heart, he is now filled with love for all beings and is eager to help them, and takes birth every time the Supreme Lord descends to this world. So any soul who attains Haridas Thakur's association for even half a sesame seed's worth of time will invariably also attain shelter at Lord Krishna's lotus feet. So this is the influence of the devotee. A couple of other things I wanted to add, although time has passed very quickly, very quickly, instantaneously. Because of the devotee has become one with the Lord in quantity, he also feels one with the Lord's creation. And just as a body is composed of many parts, but the person within the body feels it to be one whole. So if there's some diseased part of the body, then naturally the rest of the body will want to cooperate to cure it. So it's said that there are many conditioned souls in the universe, and these people are suffering, actually, just as if one limb of the body is suffering. So the pure devotee, he's paradukaduki. He can't tolerate this pain that's being felt in other living entities. So therefore he works hard to purify the conditioned souls by placing them in devotional service. Therefore the best benediction actually is the association of devotees, and Lord Shiva is expressing that today. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastra Koi, Lava Matra, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Koi. That the verdict of all revealed scriptures is that if one just achieves Lava Matra, just a very short moment of association with the devotee, it's so powerful and so purifying that one can attain all success in life, all siddhis, all perfection. Therefore, the duty of the devotee, seeing this great need in society and thinking of the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he takes it upon himself actually to engage in that mission. And his mind is always thinking of different projects and programs to engage conditioned souls in devotional service. And I was thinking I would just briefly mention His Holiness Bhakti Charuswami. Some of you have become aware or even visited his projects in Ujjain. He actually has many projects, but in Ujjain it's really on the boil. So his vision and broad scope for how to engage people is really astounding, actually. He has a Food for Life program that's distributing 12,000 plates of prasadam to school children throughout Ujjain every day. And huge factories are producing chapatis and so forth. He has a very elaborate deity worship. He has college programs. and he's planning to build an IT park which will produce animated films expressing the glories of the Lord, and many complexes of accommodation and commerce, and like a huge city actually. This was Bhaktivinoda Thakur's vision to develop a Gita Nagari. Maybe it's a little more sophisticated than Bhaktivinoda Thakur envisaged, but a very glorious center actually to engage people in devotional service. Srila Prabhupada writes in a purport to these verses by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu about being Ekala Malakarami, only one gardener. I'll just finish with a quotation from Srila Prabhupada from the purport. This attitude of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to distribute the opportunity for devotional service very widely is very important for persons engaged in the Hare Krishna movement of Krishna consciousness. In every centre of our institution, ISKCON, we've arranged a love fest every Sunday. And when we actually see people come to our centre, they chant, they dance, they take prasadam, they become jubilant and purchase books. And we know that certainly Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is always present in such transcendental activities, and he's very pleased and satisfied. Therefore, the members of ISKCON must increase this movement more and more, according to the principles that we are presently trying to execute. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, thus being pleased, will smilingly glance upon them, bestowing his favour, and the movement will be successful. In fact, we are most confident of the success of the distribution of the great fruit of love of Godhead through the medium of chanting the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. It's a very auspicious day to remember the lotus feet of Lord Krishna and the lotus feet of his devotees who are working so hard, travelling all around the world to spread the great river. It's said actually it's described like a river of devotional service. Just like on the planet Jambudweep, there are great jambu fruits that are very juicy, and those fruits are the size of elephants. And when they drop to the earth, they explode with juice, and the juice flows in great rivers, and gradually it flows down the hills and forms an ocean, and that's how the planet gets its name, Jambudweep. So similarly, these great fruits of love of Godhead are very heavy, and when they are carried and distributed by the devotees, the juice actually creates a flow. So Srila Prabhupada said that river of devotional service, it's already in the heart of all living entities, but it's been dammed up, it's been blocked. So Devi just came back from Alaska, and she was describing the beavers there that are making dams. So much debris has been damming the river of devotional service in the heart. But the devotees are able to remove all of those anathas in the heart by their purifying association. And therefore the river of devotional service begins to flow. And by that, Srila Prabhupada describes, he means the gradual purification of the heart, whereby the devotee begins to feel faith, and then attachment, and gradually love for Krishna. So all glories to Lord Krishna's lotus feet and the devotees of the Lord.
Maybe you can add a little something. That today is also a very special day, because today is actually the day that Prabhupada arrived in Boston, America, which can therefore be called like the D-Day of ISKCON. Prabhupada, who is still saving this world, like it was mentioned, in its darkest hours. And in this Vaikuntha atmosphere of adoration, you immediately forget all of the misery, but we are surrounded by a very, as we enter the world, the winter now, very dark world. It was just on the news, for instance, our neighbor country France, in the last year, in one of their main companies, the telecom company, which is like an Eldercom of France, 24 people committed suicide because of the miserable situation of crisis. So the world is very cruel and very dark now, so our mission is very urgent. And therefore today it's worth to commemorate Srila Prabhupada's arrival, and which is done very specially in Ujjain in India. It's a Srila Prabhupada Memorial Festival. Maybe in the future PDC will establish it for the whole movement, I don't know. But it's worth to remember it.
So we can meditate on dark and dismal things today. Also, that the suffering of the living entities. It's actually very helpful for devotional service. If you're feeling a little dry and a little unmotivated, you can read the fifth canto. And you can see actually the destiny of the conditioned souls who are committing sinful activities. And not only how they're suffering in this world, for that you just read the newspaper, but you can read the fifth canto and see what their suffering will be after death, which is even greater. And then actually even a person who's quite complacent and hard-hearted, they'll be moved to try to assist Srila Prabhupada in spreading Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much.